Kiddush Hayoim, you're supposed to say Kiddush on it, Mifnehi Shekiddush Hayoim Koidim, Lechavid Yoim. Because saying Kiddush, a Friday night to say Kiddush, that's odd. That comes before having good food for Shabbos by daytime. So you only have one kais of yayin, so it's kedai to use the kais Friday night, make Kiddush on it, rather than leaving it over for Shabbos by daytime to be able to drink this one in the middle of the meal, which would make covered yoim odif. But for Kiddush we say no. Kiddush comes first. Like the Rashbam says, Kiddush hayoim, Kiddush halayla. It means the Kiddush we say at night, she mekadishin nesayoim, that will mekadish the Shabbos ala kais balayla, koydem l'chvoy yoim. That comes before our covered yoim. Don't wait till Shabbos by morning and then drink this cup of wine in the middle of Yisuda. But you're supposed to do what you're supposed to make Kiddush by nighttime and use the Kais then. Even though for other things you're supposed to leave it over to Shabbos by daytime, there's more covered eating by daytime than by night. But for the Yayin to make Kiddush, you're supposed to make Kiddush Balayla first. That's odd. Now the question is, V'yim Yitzhak, if you hold like you just got finished saying, that if somebody did not make Kiddush Friday night, he has the right to make Kiddush Shabbos by day, he has to say the whole Nusach of Kiddush. So now we have an Eitzah now. L'shav k'yad l'mocher. Let this person leave over his kais of Yayin until Shabbos by daytime. L'eved b'tarte. Let him do two things with it now. On Shabbos in the morning, he'll make Kiddush. He'll say the whole Nusach of Kiddush the way we say Kiddush Friday night. He'll first say that Nusach of Kiddush Shabbos by daytime, but he gains two in one shot. He'll also have this wine now to drink during the Suddis of Yoim, which is covered a Yoim as Odif. So this time, if you tell me if you don't make Kiddush at night, you can't make it by daytime, it's good. You have to make Kiddush at night because by day you can't make Kiddush. But if you tell me you're Yisoid, that if you don't make Kiddush at night, you're allowed to make Kiddush by Yoim, so here, if you only have one kais of Yayin, Luchur, it should be better, leave the kais till Shabbos by daytime, and make the Kiddush, and Shabbos in the morning, and you drink the cup of wine also near the Suddis Hayayim, which is better. The question is, what do you do Friday night? You're not allowed to starve like. So Luchur is, we shouldn't speak out. The Havamina would be is that since the reason why you're not saying Kiddush Friday night is because you'd rather say the Kiddush Shabbos by daytime, which is odif to drink the wine Shabbos by day, so you would be allowed to eat Friday night, even though it's before Kiddush. As usually the din is, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Mashiach can hear the reason why you're not making Kiddush Friday night is because you want to do a bigger mitzvah by leaving the wine over till tomorrow morning, and then you'll make Kiddush on it, and you'll drink the yayin next to the Suddis Hayayim, so that should be odif. So why doesn't the Braisa say this Eitzah? The Chorotzaraya, that by Yom, the Teretz is, because by Yom you can't make Kiddush. The din to make the Baruch of Kiddush is only by nighttime. So we say, Baruch Savon of Shabbos Kodesh, it's only by nighttime. By daytime you can't say it. Rashbam, for Levit Beitarti, so at the Kiddush HaYom, let him say the Kiddush by daytime. Ve'evinami Kovad HaYom Ktas, and by drinking this cup of wine in the morning, it'll also be a Ktas Kovad HaYom. Avo Pi Sheinu B'tei Chasuda, even though you're not drinking the wine mamish in the middle of the meal. Like, first you have to make the Kiddush. So you drink the Kais of Kiddush before you have the Suda in the morning. But I call upon him, it's right near the Shabbos morning meal. So that's a big cover to have a nice Suda for Shabbos morning. So if you tell me, B'di'evid, you're allowed to make Kiddush, B'yoim, here also, this should be called B'di'evid, that you should be allowed to make your Kiddush Shabbos in the morning. So Amalei, he answered back here, there's no Rai, there's no Kash on me. Amalei, the Klal is, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's very dear to make the mitzvah at the time when you're supposed to. Like here, when does Kiddush start? The first time to make Kiddush is at the beginning of Shabbos. So since at that time, l'maisa, you do have a kosher yayin. So rather the mitzvah is to make Kiddush right away. And don't push it off to drink the wine tomorrow by daytime to say kavod yayim, do two and one. No, here for sure, al chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you're supposed to do the Kiddush as soon as possible. So Rashbam, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. K'diyama v'yel dvor, like we had in the Gemara before already, Sherei hekta chalovim v'yavorim k'sherim kol hayom. When you bring a Korban Pesach, if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so the halacha is, the Korban Pesach was doich Shabbos. You're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Now the question is, after you make the Shechita, when do you start burning the Yevorim and the Emurim of the Korban Pesach? The part that has to go on the Mizbech to burn, when are you allowed to start burning it? So we say, even though the locker is, if you would have waited until nighttime, till like Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, and burn it then, it's kosher. Because Allah is you're allowed to burn the Amurim kol alayla. Still, the din is, v'yein mamtina lehem, we don't say wait till after Shabbos, v'shabbos at yeteshach, shenemar oyle Shabbos v'shabbatay, hilkach yikadish boy balayla. So the din is, we say what? You're allowed to bring the Amurim right away on Shabbos. Even though you could have done it at night time with Soy Shabbos and not Pidrecha Shabbos. Still we say, since the mitzvah is dear at the time, right now after the Shechita Korban Pesach is very dear to bring the Emurim right now, so you're allowed to burn the Emurim on Shabbos. See here also, the gate to making Kiddush, Avada, you should make Kiddush as soon as possible. Is the Kaddish by Balayla. For Lo Yamtim by Admocher, here you don't have to wait till tomorrow morning. Even though in a case where you did not have wine at all Friday night, you're allowed to make Kiddush in the morning, but when you do have yayin at night, pshita, you have to use that one case of yayin at night time to make Kiddush on it, rather than waiting to make Kiddush till tomorrow morning, and then you'll be two things. You'll be making Kiddush and drinking the wine near the Suda Shayim, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Fredi Gemara, is this true? Only Yarmina do we say this. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So when the Mitzvah comes about, the first time you can do it, you're supposed to do it. Do the Mitzvah right away. Do we say that? For the Tanya we learned before, somebody poshut comes home after he davened marav mitzvah Shabbos. He comes home to his house, so he has to make avdala. So locher is mevorach al yain. First he makes a bar priagofim. V'yal hamor, then he makes a bar mireish according to Veshamai. V'yal hamsomim, then he makes the psomim. V'yachakachayim avdala, then he makes avdala. Al hakoyis, then he makes avdala on the koyis that he ready said the bar priagofim. Now we had before. What about? Let's say he comes home now from davening, and he sees he only has one kais of yayin left in his house, and he knows he wants to eat soon. He wants to eat. And this man the Yama holds that when you bench, you're supposed to bench ala kais, you have to use a kais b'shas b'rechas amozen. So here this person knows he's going to have to use really two kaises tonight. He needs one cup to say havdolah on, and he needs another cup really to bench on later. And he knows he only has one cup. So what should he do? So the din is, he has a right, he has a right to push off Havdolah. Don't make Havdolah right away as soon as you come home the way you're supposed to, but rather push it off till later. First have Yisuda, first eat the Mlava Malkom, and then, when you go to bench from Mlava Malkom, you put all the brachas after benching, like the benching and Havdolah, you'll say both brachas on this one case. That's the halacha. And the question is, we do not say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That let's say it's very dear, it's very chaviv to do the mitzvah at this right time. Now normally, when do we make havdolah? Right after Shabbos. So normally, if you would have two cups of wine, pshita, we would tell you, as soon as you come home, make havdolah first. Then whenever you want, you eat the mlava malkom. And when you bench on the kais. But now we're saying, since you only have one kais, you have a right to push off the havdolah to later. Ah, you're telling me a cloud, you can't push off a mitzvah. If the time of the mitzvah is right now, you have to do the mitzvah right now. You're just like you're telling me now by Kiddush, if you only have one cup of yayin. The reason why you can't wait till tomorrow morning and make Kiddush then and drink the yayin, b'yayin, is because there's an inyan to make the mitzvah right away. So why don't you say the same halacha by Avdolah? By Avdolah we see we don't say that svara. We say by Avdolah no. You're allowed to push off the Avdolah till later. When you come home, you don't have to make Avdolah right away. You're allowed to eat your lava malka first. And first after the Mlava Malkom, you first make Havdolah. So Chur Tastira. And you see here, we don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So Drashi, Rashbam, O Mishalstun Kul Liyachrov, Liyachar Bircha Samozin. After he benches, he says, Yaya Ner B'Som of Havdolah. Kivei Shammai Alib D'Rab Yehudim. Welcome, Pashal Kamei. The Morris explained, this goes according to Mishalmai. And the question is, for Lo Yama, we don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. To Lo Mavdil Mekamei Mozin. Devei Shas Avdolah. We don't tell him here, no, as soon as you come home, go make Avdolah right away. Ah, you won't be able to bench later with a kais? Okay, you won't be able to. But right now, there's a mitzvah Avdolah, you have to do the mitzvah right away? So that was the question. You see here, you don't say, mitzvah chaviva b'shaita. So the question before, why did the Brice before say, if you only have one cup of yayin, you have to use that kais Friday night to make kiddush, at night time? Why do you have to make kiddush at night time? The question is, why can't you wait with the kais until in the morning and make kiddush in the morning and you drink the wine in the morning, which is two in one? You're having covered ayin and kiddush. So it's a kasha. And if the Gemara knows, there's no stira. So he answered the back, Omalei, ano, lechachima, ano. I'm not a very smart person. V'loichuzoy, ano. I'm not a magid, Rashbam says. V'lo yichido yanoim. What I'm saying over is not a yochid either. I'm not saying over my own name. Ela gemorno. I learned saying this over from a gemara from my Rebbe. I was makabel this. This is the teretz. V'sodarno ano. And I'm misadim brises. V'chein morim avay medrasha kavosi. This is the way they learn. I learned. I was taught in the Beis Medrash, like I'm going to say. That what's the teretz? Teretz is like this. That there's a difference between making kiddush Friday night and making avdolah as soon as you come home right after Shabbos. That shani lon dein yula yoyma liafuka yoyma. There's a difference between greeting Shabbos at the beginning Friday night. There a yula yoyma the day first comes in. Friday night when Shabbos first comes in, then for sure you have to make kiddush right away. Marshenkein avdolah is liafuka yoyma at the end of the day when Shabbos goes away. So there's a difference. That a yula yoyim at the beginning of Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in Friday night, kol kama de makminon as soon as possible, as soon as you can make kiddush right away, is the makminon lay odif. It's very good to make kiddush right away. Be makad, we make it right away. Or mamchavinon lay, and it's very dear to us to make kiddush right away. But we want to show we love Shabbos, so as soon as Shabbos comes in, right away there's a mitzvah to make kiddush. So therefore, if you only have one kais of yayin, the din is don't leave it over till tomorrow morning and drink it then, but rather use it tonight to make kiddush right away. Because at the beginning of Shabbos is the svara, be mekadesh Shabbos right away. Ma'ashen kein, afuke yoyma, when Shabbos goes away, that there's an inyan at the end of Shabbos, to make havdolah, there's a svara there, ma'achrinan lay. There it's not so bad to push you off to make havdolah later. Ki heichad al-hevi alon ketunah. That it should not look like Shabbos was a big burden upon us. And as soon as we wanted, as soon as we could get rid of it, we get rid of it. So that's the Svar Fakir. So, Avadim, Metzchila, you're supposed to make Avdolah right away. This is not a good Svar Metzchila. If you have nothing to push you off, when you come home, you shouldn't say, I want to leave Shabbos as long as possible, so I'll make Kiddush 2 hours from now. That, no. Avad, as soon as you come home, you shouldn't make Avdolah. So only a Svar, if you have a reason to push it off like here, you come home, you only have one case of Yayin. And you know you're going to eat soon a meal, and you want a bench on the kais also. So you have a good reason to push off Havdalah now, to first make it after you wash and after you eat. Today that you'll have this one kais, you'll be able to make Havdalah and Birchas HaMazon on it. So it's Kedai, you have a right to push off Havdalah. Because it's not so bad pushing it off, because by Kert you're showing that Shabbos wasn't a burden upon you, you don't want to get rid of it right away. Masheken Kiddush Friday night, that's the din, you Badavka have to make Kiddush right away. Because there you want to show how chaviv, how dear Shabbos is. So there, if you push it off, I can't, looks like you'd be matzah Shabbos. So kiddush you have to make right away Friday night. Just havdolah is a svarim. If you have a reason to push it off, you have a right to push off havdolah for a little bit later. So Rashi says the svarim, Rashbam, ilula yula yoyma. Mechaviv in lay, you're supposed to love at the beginning of Shabbos. V'yavdinen kiddusha meyurta. You make kiddush at night time. Ki heichod l'interay iluyin haya dechaviva. You should show that the beginning of Shabbos is very dear to you. A mitzvah b'shaita. Therefore, the mitzvah at its own time, uzriza makdim l'mitzvah. And the zinyan of the zoras to be makdim, do the mitzvah right away. Savada, Friday night, you have to make kiddush right away. You can't push it off for any reason. You're not going to push it off. Masheken afuki yoyimam. The great havdolah. By making havdolah, then we say as far machrin and lay. Yeah, you could push it off. So Rashbam, when? Heicha the ashkechon shumalila. When you have some reason to push it off. Liachurel. The great heicha. Dein lay elokais echot. The machrin and lay ad yachar mozen. In the case we only have one cup of yayin, so here we say you have a right to push off this kais. Push off the havdolah till later. Because you want to make benching and you have havdolah in the same kais. Ah, you're not doing the mitzvah b'shaitam, havdolah is not so bad to push it off later. Because for Kert, there's a svara, you want to show Shabbos is so dear to you, you don't want to say goodbye to it so fast. But it's only avada if you have a reason. But for no reason, you should make havdolah as soon as possible. Weiter. Zemar Shman Mino, Mehom Asnitzev, in this brice we just learned, we learn Timna, 8 halachas. 8 different chedushim we see from this brisa we just learned. What are the 8 halachas? Shema Mina, we learned from this brisa that Hamavdil betfilo sorach shiavdil alakois. Even though usually people by Mariv, by Tzoy Shabbos, you say Havdalah in Tefillah, you say Atachon Antonu, still when you come home, there's an inyan to make Havdalah ala Kais. Because you see here, it says here, Poshet, they came home from Shul, and then they went to make Havdalah. And they saw they only had one Kais, so they have a right to push it off. But you see, you have to make Havdalah ala Kais. So Rashbam, Tiktoni, Anichnas, the base of Mitzvah, Shabbos, and Avdil. The Afagad, the Stamp, and the Yodim, Avdilah, Mitzvah. Even though usually people already daven Mitzvah, still the Brisa says when you come home, you have to make Havdalah again. So Tosafos speaks out, the Chiddush is, even though it's a Gemachlekes, the Gemara Brachas, there's one on the Yom, and it says you don't have to. Kamashvelon, yes, you have to say Havdalah, even though you said Havdalah Mitzvah. That's one Chiddush. Second Chiddush is, Ushma Nina, Bracha Tunakais. Whenever you go to make a bracha, you have to use the kais. Which bracha? It means here brichas amazon. So Rashbam, shamina bracha to the kais, brichas amazon. Whenever you go to bench, you're supposed to bench ala kais. It's the same way we make kiddush and avdol ala kais. The same way you're supposed to bench also brichas amazon has to be done ala kais. So the Gemara doesn't say ishir who has to use the kais. So Taisa is mesupik here. Taisa says the third Taisa is shamina bracha to the kais. Sas mashma from this Gemara is a little bit mashma. The afilu biyochi tunakais. Even if a person benches privately, and only one person had a meal, when you get finished eating their bread, you have to bench. You also have to use a kais or yayin. Why? Because the lashon of Braisa was da nichnas mashma shu yichidi. He came home. Mashma, he himself came home. V'chei mashma lekamon that non shlish yayim olav brichas amozim by the dalad kaisos pesach by night. It says later lashon the third curse of what we say brichas amozim on. Mashma, that everybody has a chiyuv to use a kais of Birchas HaMazon, even a yochid. Then Toi says, maybe it could be matchile, it's talking about by a zimun only, and then Toi brings down the chay mucha b'medrash shoychar, toiv akro the shnei rishoyim shibarti. That what? That only when you have three people, no, there's all even one. Rabbeinu Shlomo Moshe ben Rabbeinu Oimer, la'atim kais afilu b'yochid, or even one person needs a kais. Curry brings a good raya. Because if you're going to tell me that you only need a kais when three people bench together, so if it's like here, what's the question? The person comes home at night, and he only has one cup left, one cup of wine. So he wants to make Havdalah, but he knows he's going to bench later, he needs it for benching. If you're going to tell me that when a person benches by himself, he doesn't need a kais, it's only when three people bench together, so what's the problem here? Let him come home and make Havdalah first, and even if there are three people, treat only one person makes Havdalah for three. Then later, when they want a bench, let each three of them eat separately, then each one has to bench separately. And if you bench separately, you don't need a kais. So what's the problem here? That you have to use a kais for benching also. Why for benching? Let each one bench separately. So it's a raya l'churi, even if a yochid benches by himself, also needs a kais. The Rosh Shittas is showing the same up like that. That it's only when three people bench together do you need a kais. So l'maisel aloch has brought down all three shittas. Phase ends off. Yeah. So the Maaseh has brought down three shittas in Shulchan Aruch. One shittah is that even a yochid, when he benches, he should use a kais. Another shittah is when three people bench together, they have to use a kais. And there's another shittah that says, no, they're not mechuyev to use a kais at all. So the Maaseh, our meaning is usually when one person benches, our meaning is not to use a kais. However, when three people bench together, it is a hiddur to use a kais. I don't know, Klo, why, but the minig l'chur is on Shabbos, usually the minig is, when you have three people benching together, usually then you use a kais. Usually in the middle of the week, for some reason, the elm doesn't use a kais. I'm not sure why not. But l'chur, if a person would want to use a kais, l'chur for sure, it's a nice thing to do. And that's how Gemara is saying, we paskin that Birchas HaMazon does need a kais. See, even though we hold it's not likuvah, you're allowed to bench without a kais, but if you do use a kais, it's a nice thing. Only by yochid we don't do it. But by three people, the minig usually, the minig is only on Shabbos they do it. I don't know exactly why. Right, that's the notion from here, that bracha to the kais. When you bench, you're supposed to use a kais also. Ushma mina kais of bracha tzarech shir. But when you have to use this kais to bench on, it has to be a shir of revius yayin. You can't stop use a half of revius. Because partially, the person had one kais of yayin, he had one revius. So if you can tell me the kais does not have to have a shir, let him divide it into two. And I have two different kaises here, and on one kais make Havdalah, and on one kais a bench. And Lamai, since it's a problem, he can only do one, mashmi, each one of them needs a shear. So anytime you need a cup of yayin, you have to have at least a revius yayin in the kais. Ushmamin, another rai from this writer is, ha-nevorach tzarech shiitay. After you make the bracha on the kais, you have to drink from the kais. It's not enough just to make Havdalah on the kais, and leave the wine alone. Because if that would be enough, then again, what's the problem here? He has only one kais. He comes home by Tzoy Shabbos. So let him first make havdol on the kais, and don't drink from it. Leave it over. And later when you have your Malava Malka and you want a bench, again you bench on this kais. What was the problem here? That he can't do both things on one kais, that we say he has a right to push off the havdol to later. Let him first have his sudam, and then on this one kais later he'll bench and make havdol together. Let him make havdol first and not drink. So Surah, you know, when you make a bracha havdol on the kais, you have to drink from the kais. And Lalach is brought down Slikuva. If you don't drink from the kais, you're not Yetza. Who are there by Kiddush also? When you make Kiddush, you have to drink at least the Molin Lugma from the kais. That means at least Rav or the Revius, you have to drink. Now the din is, Lav Dafka, you have to drink it. Anybody that's Yetza the Kiddush could also drink from it. And B'diavad was Saimech, if you give it around the family, if all the drinking together adds up to a Molin Lugma, B'diavad, that's enough. But Metchila, the one that makes Kiddush and makes Avdallah, should drink at least the Molin Lugma from the kais. Like he says here, Rashbam, Shvamina ha-mavorach sarach yitim, oyhu, either the person that makes Avdolam, or yechad min ha-shoyim, or else somebody else that hears the Avdolam. Or v'shti yechad mi yam-yotz, as long as one of them drank a molin lugmav, it's enough. That's a right thing, more. Everyone like that? Yeah. And b'diyevet was saymich, if all people drinking together adds up to the molin lugmav, it's enough. But if somebody just takes a sip, and doesn't drink more than that, nobody else drinks more than that, then that Yetz HaKiddush. That's the Salacha, that Atoyim Mavarach Tzarech Shiyitim. You have to drink from the Kais. And Alacha Mepharshim bring down, that means at least a Molin Lugmav. A rov of the Revius. One Sardi a mouthful. Ushma Mina Toah Mupogmai. Another right from here is, if you drink a little bit, you are Pogam, you make the Kais not Roy to be used for Bracha anymore. But the Rambam says, "Shramina toma pogmoi lebrucha samozen midloy mavdo bereisha koydem achilam v'shoyser or meshayir amois lebrucha samozen." Now the question is, if you have your kais here, the havminer is he had a big kais. It was more than a revius of yain. He had a revius in here. So what's the problem again? Let him make havdala first in this kais. Let him drink a little bit of it. A molin lugma, let him drink, and then the rest of it, he'll leave over for bircha samozen. So now you know that when you drink from the kais, the leftover wine of that kais is called pogum. That means something's not nice to it. It's like meat. It's not so nice. So this wine, you should not use to make havdalah, to make a bracha run. If you want to drink the wine, chita, you have to make a bar piag often. But metchila, you're not supposed to bench on such wine, or to make kiddush, or to make havdalah. That's called yain pogum. Anytime somebody drank from the wine, the leftover wine should not be used for kiddush. One answer is, that when you want to use your leftover wine, you're supposed to pour some new wine into the cup. By pouring new wine into the cup, that takes away the pogum, it's okay. Now you can make kiddush again on this cup. But the way it is now, when you drink a little bit, you can't use the rest of the yayin for bircha samozin. So that was the problem here. If we make havdalah first, he has to drink, even though we'll have enough of revius left over, but that leftover wine he can't use for bircha samozin. That's why he did both on one cup. Shmamin also, that even though you ate before you made havdalah, still you're allowed to make havdalah. There's a man the Yom later that says no. He says that, let's say Moitzoy Shabbos, you came home, and you forgot, instead of making havdalah first, you went to eat. The din is you can't make havdalah that night. Price says havdalah has to be dafka on an empty stomach. That's called havdalah. Shema Kamashma, this price says not like that. Because here we're telling the person, when you come home, you have a right first to eat the Lava Malkam, and then you make kiddush, then you make havdalah. So we see, even though the person did eat before havdalah, still he's allowed to make havdalah. We'll see later, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Ushmamina, another right we have in this Kreiser is that Oimer Beis Kedusha Fakoy Sechem. In a case where you're stuck,